Today, we'd like to see the title, Remnants, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. Before starting today's message, we'd like to see three questions. Number one, what did Isaiah see first in his vision, in verse 1? Question one, what did Isaiah the prophet see first in his vision? Number two, what did the seraphim do in verses 2 and 3? What did the seraphim do in verses 2 and 3? The last question, why did God call Isaiah, even if many people wouldn't listen to Isaiah's prophecy? The last question, why did God call Isaiah, even if many people wouldn't listen to Isaiah's prophecy? Isaiah, he made a prophecy during 767 through 687 before Christ. About 700 before Christ, Isaiah prophesied. The chapter 1, verse 1 said, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. So basically, while the Judah's king's name Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, Isaiah made a prophecy according to God's will. To whom? To Judah, southern kingdom, not northern kingdom, mainly southern kingdom, Judah and Jerusalem. So, verse 1 says, in the year that King Uzziah died. So, in Judah country, Uzziah, the king, died. That's exciting news. So, the king passed away. So, Uzziah king, the Bible said, the 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verses 1 through 5, the Uzziah, the king, is a good king. Now, all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father, Amaziah. He built a laphah and restored it to Judah after the king raged with his fathers. Uzziah take a throne 16 years old, a very young guy. He became king. And he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. Uzziah was the king at here, 6 years old, but he reigned how long? For 52 years. Yay. Really very long. His mother's name, Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. So therefore, he's a good king, according to all that his father, Amaziah, had done. He sought God. So Uzziah the king sought God in the days of Zechariah. Zechariah is a priest who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the law, God made him prosper. So Uzziah was a very good king. He was a king at 16 years old. He reigned for 52 years. But Uzziah make a mistake, one thing. The 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verse 18 through 21, they withstood the king Uzziah and said to him, it is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priest, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense, get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed, you shall have no honor from the Lord God. Uzziah, he tried to make offering incense to God in the sanctuary of the temple of God. At that time, God ordained the only Levite, only the children, the sons of Aaron, to be able to make an offering incense in the sanctuary at the temple of God. But Uzziah, as the king, he was not ordained to make an offering for incense. So that's the problem. Then Uzziah became furious and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priest, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord beside the incense altar. So in the temple of God, you can see old temple main door eastward. So the entrance at the south side, you know, you can see altar, in a burning altar. There is in a grass or a lawn, the old people may see it on the lawn. But the middle side is the temple, only priests or Levites were allowed to enter into a temple. So first the temple we called right here sanctuary or holy places. Holy places right hand side or northbound, you can see the bread. How many bread? 12 breads. The bread was always warm. So each bread stands for each tribe of Israel. So Israel had 12 tribes at that time. So south side you could see, left hand side you could see candle. Candle is like a light candle. Seven candles are there. Then just before holy over holies, there is a certain curtain. Just before curtain, you can see right here incense altar. So incense altar, the priest make offering of incense to God. So incense cloud or smell stand for prayer. Then beyond the curtain, there is an ark of a covenant. So ark of a covenant, like in a square, a box, you know, some kind of square wooden box. So inside you could see the 10th commandment, two stone tablet. Then, you know, the other one, Aaron's stick, you know, two. So those kind of thing, you know, in ark of a covenant. So ark of a covenant, the top is called the seat over in God's glory. So at that time, God sit on the top of Ark of Covenant. So at that time, only one high priest. So high priest is allowed to enter into Holy of Holies once per year. That's called Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Hebrew word. Only Yom Kippur, the high priest may enter into the holy of a holy place. But in New Testament, Jesus Christ was crucified. At that time, the curtain was torn out. So right now, your body itself is a holy of a holy place. Why? Because the Holy Spirit dwells in your heart. So your heart itself today, holy of a holy places. But unfortunately, the Uzziah, the king, was a very, very good king because he followed God's way. He sought the Lord, you know, always. But unfortunately, he tried to enter into sanctuary to make an offering of incense. Although God did not allow the king to the soul. Except the priest. Because Uzziah the king violated God's commandment, that's why he got the leprosy. So, King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper. For he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. So his son Jotham took over Uzziah. So right now Uzziah death. That's a really exciting news for Judah. So new king show up. New king is Jotham. Also was a good king. Because the second Chronicle chapter 27 verses 1 and 2, Jotham was 25 years old when he became king. And he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the capital city of Judah. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. So he also was a good king, according to all that his father Uzziah had done. Although he did not enter the temple of the Lord. So like his father Uzziah, he tried to enter the temple of the Lord. So he got a leprosy. So he didn't do so. But still, the people acted corruptly. So people acted corruptly, which meaning the people of Judah disobeyed God's commandment, God's way. So that kind of happening. So Isaiah the prophet might have focused on exciting happening. Right here, Uzziah, that's a new king come, you know, people got corrupted. But Isaiah did not focus on the exciting, utterly happening, rather than first time he saw God. Right here, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne. So he saw the Lord sitting on a throne, rather than exciting news in Uzziah, that's a new king, Jotham came. A lot of people crafted, no such thing, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. So basically, Isaiah the prophet saw God's majesty, because the Lord sitting on a throne, also God's glory, his robe filled the temple. So he saw God's majesty or God's great power, sovereignty, God's glory, rather than exciting, utterly happening, such as Uzziah death, new king, Jotham can. Then above is stood a seraphim. Seraphim is a kind of angel. So the Bible talks about several angels. One is a seraphim. I am, Hebrew word, plural. So seraph is a singular form. Seraphim, plural form. So many seraph, many the angels called as a seraph, each one had six wings. With two, he covered his face. The Bible also, for example, Ezekiel saw animals. Animals, like a vision, animals also. Angels, kind of animals. So we can see Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 23 and 24, right here. Ezekiel the prophet, and under the firmament, firmament meaning sky, and the firmament, their wings spread out straight, one toward another. Each one had two which covered one side, and each one had two which covered the other side of the body. When they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of many waters, like the voice of the Almighty, a tumult like the noise of an army, and when they stood still, they let down their wings. Basically, Ezekiel saw certain vision like animals, certain like a flyer, they made up a lot of noise. Those kinds of noise are really, you know, worshiping God the Father, like with the music chorus to glorify God, you know, that kind of stuff. Also, Ezekiel chapter 10, verses 4 and 5 talk about cherub. Cherub also a kind of angel. Cherub is a singular form. Cherubim is a plural form. Then glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and posed over the threshold of the temple, and the house was filled with the cloud. Clouds, we can talk about a symbol of a prayer. We can see later. The court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory, and the sound right here, the sound of the wings of the cherubim. Sound is like a song. You know, we are singing songs to glorify God. Likewise, the angels also are singing songs to glorify God. You know, like a sound was heard even in the outer court, like the voice of Almighty God when He speaks. So Ezekiel talks about cherub. another different kind of angel. Also, Revelation chapter 4, verses 9 through 11, John also saw angel. Here, John saw living creatures. Whenever the living creatures is like the angels, living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the Lord, who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. 24 elders, 24 elders are symbol of believers, fall down before him, before the Lord, who sits on the throne and worship him, who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Basically, this is the angel, the living creatures are worshiping Creator, the Lord. This kind of thing also right here, Isaiah saw seraphims, angels show up, they, you know, two wings cover his face, the other two cover his feet, the last two is a flow, like a flow. Then, one cried to another and said, basically they are singing, they are worshiping, "Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." So basically, they are, the angels are worshiping God. So right here, Isaiah the prophet saw God's majesty and glory. Then Isaiah saw the angel seraphims worshiping God. And the post of the door was shaken by the voice of him. So like a basin, some kind of soprano alto basso, like the door, post of a door, like was shaken. Like the door is the temple door, you know, in order to enter into sanctuary. Post door, the several right hand side, post left hand, post side, was shaken. Why? Because it was seraphim's voice, seraphim's choirs, you know, that's why. Who cried out? And the house was filled with smoke. Smoke, I said, that is the symbol of a prayer. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, the God says that is a symbol of a prayer right here. The Revelation. "Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures, or angels, and the 24 elders, or believers, fell down before the Lamb." Why fell down? Because they worshipped the Lord. "Each having a harp," harp is a musical instrument, "and golden bowls full of incense." So right here, incense altar, which are the prayers of the saints. So like, you know, the smoke is a symbol of a prayers. So basically the angels, seraphim, are worshiping with, you know, the loud songs. So therefore, you know, the post of the door was shaken. Also smoke, meaning they prayed to God the Father. "So I said meaning Isaiah, the human being, said, "Where is me?" Where meaning sad news, sad is me, "for I am undone." Undone meaning I am incomplete. I am imperfect. "Or I ever had the imperfect. Or I have done wrong thing." So then, "because I am a man of unclean lips." So improper language. So James chapter 3 verse 2 said, James is the book, James chapter 3 verse 2 said, "For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in the word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." So if you do not mistake of your word, so you would be a perfect man. But right here, Isaiah said, "I am undone, I am imperfect, because I am a man of unclean lips, because I mistake in my read, because I use improper language. So basically, Isaiah confessed his sin. So Isaiah, as the prophet, was ordained by God. But he saw the God's majesty and God's glory, because the Lord sitting on a throne, also the Lord's robe was filled in the temple. Then he saw the seraphims worshipping holy, holy, with loud voice. Then the door post was Satan. Then he said, "Oh, I am incomplete. I am undone, because I have unclean lips." He confessed his sin. "And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." So all people, most of people, corrupted on people. "For my eyes have seen the king," not, you know, the earthly king. Uzziah king passed away. New king Jotham. Not earthly king, the Lord of hosts. Right here is this truth that teaches us. Whenever you face a certain problem, because your family member passed away, or you are so ill, you know, you are hospital, whatever problem, you should not, you know, to focus on your problem itself. You should rather than on the Lord. Because the Lord is Almighty. He knows everything. He can control everything. So always focus on the Lord, like Isaiah. Isaiah, he never focused on the present happening, earthly happening. Uzziah death, new king come, Jotham come, many people were corrupted unbiblical way. So he never focused on those problems rather than on the law. So law sitting on the throne, also his the robe was filled the temple. So he saw God's glory. Then the angels worshipping. Then he discovered himself. He was a sinner. Then he confessed his sin. "Then one of the seraphim, angel, flew to me, having in his hand of a live coal." Live coal is an altar, burning altar over there. Live coal means burning coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. The altar, he bringing live coal, that is put into the altar, incense altar located in the temple. "And he touched my mouth with it." So he touched my mouth with it, meaning pushed out. So he touched my mouth because Isaiah mouth, lips, unclean lips. That's why there is a seraphim. Seraph touched Isaiah mouth with the live coal. So burnt his sins. So we can see Isaiah's sin was forgiven instantly. When he confessed his sin, "I am undone, I have unclean lips." At that moment, so the angel is a servant of God, servant, a messenger of God. Angel flew to meet the instant forgiveness right here. That is, touched my mouth with the live coal is a symbol of God's instant forgiveness. "Behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity." Then angel explained, your iniquity or your sinfulness is taken away, is completely forgiven, and your sin purged. "Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" At that moment, God said, "Whom shall I send, or whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then Isaiah said, "Here am I, sending me." So Isaiah makes a willingly obey God's calling. So here am I, send me. So we can see the disciple Paul, God also called him to go to Jerusalem. So the disciple Paul would confront a lot of, you know, trouble, hardship, but the disciple also obeyed, you know, God's call. For example, one the give example, Acts chapter 21, verses 11 through 14. When he had come to us, he took ports of belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, "Thus said the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt, and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." Now when we heard these things, both we and those from that place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. So the other Christians told the disciple not go to Jerusalem. But disciple answered, "What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, "The will of the Lord be done." So disciple Paul also was sent out to Jerusalem. Disciple Paul knew that he would be stoned, he would be criticized by Jewish people. But God called him to go there, so he would go there. So like Isaiah, so God called him to go deliver God's word. But God explained what, you know, the Jewish people's spiritual condition would happen. Because God has a foreknowledge, that's why God explained right here. And he said, "Go and tell these people," these Jewish people. The Jewish people's spiritual condition explained, keep on hearing, but do not understand it. They wouldn't understand your word. Although they hear over your word, but they wouldn't understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Although they see what happened, but they could not understand what they saw really meaning. Make the heart of these people dull, their ears heavy, shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed. So basically God explained to Isaiah to those you people of Jewish people, they would listen, but they couldn't understand what you said. They would see, but they couldn't perceive and understand the real meaning of what they see. So that kind of experience, spiritual the condition. Then I said, "Lord, how long? Until how long?" So historically, how long until Judah's complete fall in 586 before Christ? So after the Isaiah death, so until how long? And God answered, "Until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitants." So Babylon conquered Judah completely in 586. The houses are without a man. The land is utterly desolate. The Lord has removed the man far away, which means Jewish people are carried away as a captivity into Babylon. And the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. Many places are forsaken. But yet a tenth will be in it and will return and be for consuming. Even tenths, one of the tenths will be consuming. As a terebinth tree or as an oak. Oak tree is an evergreen tree. You know, so like whose stump remains when it is cut down, so the holy seed shall be its stump. Basically, oak tree seems dead in winter, but in spring, oak tree is blossoming again. God really focused on the holy seed here, whose stamp remains, the remnant. God sent Isaiah to say God's word really focus on remnants. So the remainder when it is cut down, the holy seed shall be its stump. So God sent Isaiah remnant who listen to God's word, although majority of people would not listen to God's word. So let's see each question right here. Question 1, what did Isaiah see firstly in his vision? He saw God's majesty and God's glory, such as the Lord sitting on a throne and the Lord's robe filled in the temple. So he saw that rather than exciting earthly happening, such as Uzziah king death and the new king Jotham coming, also the Jewish people, you know, to disobey the God. Number 2, what did the seraphim do in verse 2 and 3? So we see the seraphim really worshiping God. Now, in the other Bible verses, cherubim also worshiped the God, or their vision of living creatures, as angels. Angels is a created being, a creature, but the spiritual creature, so intelligent being, so they are worshiping God. So we see worshiping God. Question 3, why did God call Isaiah even if many people wouldn't listen to Isaiah's prophecy? So God really focused on let Isaiah deliver God's word to remnant, to encourage them, although there are very few people, to keep on their faith continually. That's why to him. This truth, you know, we can apply the truth to us. Right now, we live in the last days over the church history, long his last day. So many people do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. So, but when we keep on our faith until Jesus is coming soon in heaven, so that moment, we, all believers, will be caught up into heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. At that moment, in this earth, 7 years, great tribulation come out. So we can avoid from the great tribulation as long as we keep our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be with the Lord. Bless you richly. So let's sing song all together, our last song, page